Welcome to Toilet Reviews, where I give you a number two review while you leave a number two in the toilet. Welcome to the show. We are here doing another one. And today, we aren't going to do a Music Monday. I was ill-prepared for Music Monday. The weekend didn't go as expected, but because of that, I did get to watch something that I was bummed I wasn't going to be able to watch originally, but due to me bailing on a big hiking trip thing halfway, I got to watch the U.S. Open Men's Final, which was something I was really looking forward to doing. I really enjoy watching tennis. I am not a tennis player at all. I like it, but I like playing. I play more pickleball just because I'm lazy and that's what everyone else is playing. But big tennis fan and was excited to watch this final because it was, it's just these majors are very exciting to watch. I don't have a great way of watching them though, so I went down to my parents who still have cable television or whatever. They have television. I only have streaming services. So I went down and watched it, and I got to watch it with my dad. My mom was there too, sister. But, I was mostly looking forward, no offense, mom. I was mostly looking forward to watching this with my dad because it's fun watching sports with him. We get to, go back and forth with our thoughts and opinions, being two people who like watching tennis but do not play it. Which is a sweet spot, It's like I wouldn't have wanted to watch with anyone who knew what they were saying because it would have soured the experience. And that was not what was going to happen. The U.S. Open, though, has been going for quite some time. The first time it was hosted was actually in 1881. So that's quite a long time ago. And at the time, it was only for men's, but in 1887, they added the women's division. And the first winner for the men's was Richard Sears, who went on to win it multiple times, seven times in a row, actually, to start. And the first woman to win in the women's final, singles final, was Ellen Hansel. So we have some crazy history going back to the late 1800s. We are here not quite 140 years later, but getting there with this thing bigger than ever. Tennis is only growing. It's interesting how it's growing because it seems like it's one of those club sports, like golf, tennis. These sports are they seem like they have a high level of entry from a competitive standpoint. So I never really understand how most of these people get into it. And a lot of these people that we watched over these last few weeks in this tournament are from all around the world and have very different circumstances. And tennis, obviously much easier barrier of entry than golf because you need much less and you can do it. You could probably make your way playing it, scrounging up some things from the house. But seeing these players come together and play was really interesting. I will start by saying I did get to watch the extended highlights, the 30-minute highlight video of the Women's Singles Championship between Coco Gauff and Arina Sabalenka. And that was really fun to watch. I was excited. I've seen Coco play for the last couple of years since she kind of made some waves. And she's only 19, and she took it down, losing the first set, coming back and winning the second and third. And it was just great to see the composure and those second and third sets looked pretty dominant to me. They weren't 6-1, 6-0s, but 6-3, 6-2 were pretty fantastic after starting pretty slow with the 2-6. And I don't know, I love seeing that. She's only 19. We've had a lot of years in tennis where we see it dominated by very few. I think the women's scene has been better, but in the men's scene, we have experienced pretty much 20 years of three tennis players being Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, and Novak Djokovic. These three combined have won, I think it's around 80 to 85% of every major for the last 20 years. That is insanity. There's only four a year, the Australian Open, the French Open, the Wimbledon, and the US Open. But these four just have dominated for so long. But the US Open, as of late, has had the most differing results, I guess, not seeing one of these three. One of them has often been in the final, but that's just, yeah, we've seen some different things these last few years, which has been great. In fact, the last time one of them won it before this year was Rafael Nadal back in 2019. So pretty exciting, but this year we had, yeah, Daniil Medvedev versus Novak Djokovic, who Djokovic is still going. He's 36 years old. He, coming into this, had won 23 majors, the most in the Open era. And it's pretty absurd. It's pretty absurd. And he looked unstoppable. And we watched this final, and sure enough, the first set really was dominated by Novak. I was rooting for Medvedev. He won it 2 years ago, and I really enjoyed watching him win. I like how he plays. It's not quite as typical as Djokovic, who plays clinical tennis. But he's 6'6", very lanky, and you know, he might not be as speedy as some of the other guys, but he can serve like, I mean, 6'6", so he's got quite the wingspan and can really get good angles. But Djokovic was just clinical in that first set. There was no stopping him. I was frustrated. Watching tennis is frustrating because it's pretty long. Even a match that only goes three sets, it's going to be a long watch. So the first set just doesn't go my way. The second set was brutal, just brutal for me because Medvedev had it. He was playing so much better. It was so much cleaner. They go to 6-6, meaning they need to go to an extra tiebreaker. And sure enough, Djokovic just, he was like falling apart almost, it looked like. His body was giving up on him. But it didn't matter because he was still able to clutch it out and win a tiebreak. And I was so bummed because at that point, two sets down, I had given up on Medvedev. I started eating dinner with my family and was just like, this is over. And yeah, it was over. The third set, finally Medvedev was able to break, but Djokovic broke twice, so it didn't matter. It went 6-3 in the last set. And that was just brutal for me to watch. But Djokovic, I do not dislike the guy. I just enjoy new results. And he's won 24 majors. It was beautiful to see him celebrate with his family and his kids, and that's like a special thing, you know? And I do love seeing the family support that they both had from their spouses and family, and just the support from the crowd. It seems like such a cool event. I hope to go one day to see some, just a match at a US Open would be fantastic. But I had a good time, most more importantly, watching with my dad, just sitting on the couch on a Sunday afternoon, hanging out and just watching tennis, which is just something I never thought I would say, but it was a beautiful thing. So my experience overall was a 9 out of 10. The only thing that could have gone better was maybe a different result for me. The national day today, of course, is Patriot Day, reflecting on 22 years ago, the 9/11 terrorist attack. And you know, I'm not going to go into it any more than that, but very important day in American history, obviously, and something to reflect on. The other day that I will mention, because I think deserves mentioning, is National Make Your Bed Day. So don't forget to make your bed in the morning. This is me telling me to do this better. And I hope it's a good reminder to you to do it before your work day. I feel like people do this and I'm like the only one who's like making his bed at lunchtime because he works from home. Please tell me I'm not the only one. Okay. Thank you for listening to another episode of Toilet Reviews. We'll see you on the next one. Bye.